Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy. Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the your heart got so heavy, thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me, but that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
My birthday suit, gonna roll up the cloud. Yo. Welcome to another episode of OG Radio Presents Let's Talk Tuesdays. Paired with my boy Radio Rel and introducing Genesis.
Welcome, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, man, everybody? Man, how y'all feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. Nothing really going on. You know, still quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, this young Stella Rose Blueberry. So I'm feeling good.
You gotta drink something.
Stella Rose Blueberry.
That sounds so fruity.
It just came out like. It's not fruity, man. It's good. It came out like a couple weeks ago.
We got too many names, too many words in the Stella Rose Blueberry. Whoa. What color is
it? You know they gotta be sexy about it.
Yeah.
It's red. It tastes like blueberry.
It's red, but it tastes like blueberry. Stella just coming out with Kool-Aid packages.
I don't drink, so I wouldn't know.
Man, that was great. I don't drink that.
You should try it,
what
bro.
You drink?
Oh, I drink
dark.
Ciroc apple. I drink like when it's like partying or whatever, and I get to choose or whatever. I drink Ciroc apple, but if I'm by myself and that thing, and I just want to just like play the game, something like vibe, or I'm just making beats, then I mix a little bit of Dr. Pepper with a little bit of crack. It's 94 proof. It's delicious, and it makes me happy, and it lasts like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I sip wine to get away from hard liquor. I've been drinking a lot over the past couple of weeks. So now I'm like, all right, I'm going to slow down, stop drinking beer and everything. Put some wine at the other night.
That's a weight on you. Beer, alcohol puts weight on you.
I've been fine. I mean, it ain't been working.
I know.
That old man belly y'all gonna get. Y'all keep up with that beer.
I've been trying to get the old man belly. It'd be like, I'll be trying. I see it. Then it'll go away when I wake up in the morning. Like, metabolism too high.
Right. You know, I feel like this. I had a six pack when I was like 23, 24. I'm 29 now. That shit is stale. So I'm comfortable with my little belly I got.
Well, I'm still on my way to trying to get that.
Enjoy them.
I've been working out, though.
Most definitely. I've been working out.
I get this summer body together, you know?
Ain't nobody going out for the summer. Where you going?
On the real.
Take a lonely walk on the beach by myself.
It's not going to be lonely. The police going to be right there.
Right. Talking about get your ass in the house.
About to say. Mo gonna be there too.
We finna open up in 3 more days.
No, we not, bro. You ain't looking at the fine print, bro. I work for one of those. So what they gonna do is basically they're not opening up the whole world. It's just another step to opening it up. So restaurants and everything, like certain other like stores can open up in restaurants with outside seating, restaurant and bars where outside seating can open up. But at the same time, it's still going to be restrictions.
Yeah, it's going to be like 10.
But
still got to be 10.
To the people of Chicago who really ain't going to give a shit, outside is open.
They're going to ruin our whole summer since they don't care.
As soon as they open somebody's favorite restaurant, outside is completely open to them. Me, I'm going to stay my ass right where I'm at, in the house.
You be the main one outside rolling around.
Well, I mean, I'll be out and about, but I don't be going no other places other than where I'm comfortable at.
I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't trying. I'm the last person who wants to sit there and go to the store.
So how y'all feel about that, high school and stuff like that, doing these 2020 graduations at their home or proms or whatever like that, but they still got to pass these classes online? Like, they not even giving prom or anything like that. So do you think these students should still be working for for nothing at the end of the day, or should they even be required to finish the work?
Yes, they should be required to finish the work, because my child's not just filling their ass all day, every day, and not do shit. While, you know, there's still a way to sit there and learn. So if it's online, even though I don't agree with it, because some of it is kind of tough to teach a child. I'm not a teacher, and I forgot more than I learned. So I can't sit here and teach my child something that I don't have no idea about. But they still learn at the end of the day. Like,
well, what about those parents that ain't got time?
I feel like they deserve saying they should make time. Actually, I'm saying, like, not make time, but actually, I'm saying, set aside time to help them if they need that. Because some kids, you taking the credit away from the kids. Some of these kids are self-efficient. They can do everything themselves. I'm saying, and nowadays, in this day and age, I'm saying, kids are doing way more than the adults. They learn the stuff in high school and stuff that I didn't learn. So, you got to give credit to them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you got to give credit to them. I feel like they can handle doing stuff on, like, laptops or computers and everything, because that's what this generation is all about, technology. Everybody's always got something in their phone, like saying they hand or they on the computer or they TikToking or something. This is the day and age of technology. So I feel like it wouldn't be hard for them, and I feel like they should do it. And it's like it would be the best thing, because I'm saying I have to take a couple classes online in high school for one reason or another. I'm saying it was weird the way they set it up, and I feel like it was no way that they should have been putting Jim on a computer. That was weird as hell. But at the same time,
I'm
about like,
to say, I'm sorry, but I don't feel like they should. I feel like when this pandemic happened, they should have just, whatever their last grade was, they should have gave it to them and be like, when we figure this life out, this new life, then we get back with you. They shouldn't be holding them accountable for all that, because I have a second grader, and I'm not a teacher, okay? That's not what I study to go to school in. So it's really difficult for me, and then to keep her attention is like, it's difficult, especially in the house and you got other people around and TV and she tired.
I
don't like online classes either, but they shouldn't be held accountable to fail the next grade, though. I personally don't think that's fair, because they should have something in place for situations like this. It's not the first time this pandemic like this has happened. So, I mean, I don't feel like it's fair to parents, especially with single moms and single dads or whatever case may be, and have to work and still have to come home and take care. Hey, it's too much. I feel like we're barely getting by as is, and you don't have that support. Some people they're not fortunate enough to have that support, or they don't have internet in the house, or they don't have computers, and they don't have enough, you know, supplies to give to these people, and, you know, to be held accountable for such. That's just, I don't feel like that's fair. Somebody should have some more resources in place for that.
But some schools, majority of the schools, though, have been providing free laptops and tablets. And Comcast has been providing very cheap internet for anybody to get internet for these.
How many people are on
children.
Welfare and still complaining about food? Like,
true. You say, this
you
is
still
true.
Working.
This is true.
I say, you still working a whole bunch of hours. You'd be tired. If you didn't have support at the house, what would you do? If you still had to teach your kid that's going to school, what would you do? And you got to work by yourself.
But most of the companies, most of the car companies, cable companies, you could talk to them and say, hey, I'm not working due to the pandemic. Can we push my payments back? And yes, they
that
do.
Is not
I
true.
Have,
I just got
I have,
called
hold
recently.
Hold on. I had to pay my car note for 3 months. They pushed it back. Cable, I was able to, that's fine.
Hold on, who you got your loan with? I need
but,
to know.
You say what?
I need to know, too.
But I don't even know. I have no idea. I'm with the going bakery, but they pushed it back for 3 months. Insurance, they pushed that back. So you people just have to talk to whoever they need to talk to for it to happen. Everybody just let everything be. No, it's not gonna get any results if you just let it be. A lot of people didn't know about the laptops and the free internet and all that essential shit. Everybody just selling their ass and let life happen. Like,
no,
you did your research or whatever.
to be honest, the information is not directly out there for everybody to read, and you got to be fair on
it's
that
really
one.
Not.
It's I'm gonna say what? You can say yeah, it's available, but the information is not available. They don't make the information available. They can
like,
be having,
I feel
they
like
can be giving out free houses somewhere, but we don't know because ain't nobody telling nobody that.
I feel like it is though. As much as everybody use technology, as much as everybody in their phones, especially now during this whole time versus before, somebody definitely compounded and shared and all this other shit. That's how I knew about it. My father was like,
think
hey,
about
yo, you know you can push your shit back since the whole pandemic. I'm like, oh, okay, got you. So that's a word of mouth right there. He knew
no,
about
that
it.
Well, that's not true because they didn't push my mortgage back. They didn't. They was
fact.
Like, you still need to pay this amount of money, Lisa. I sure did. I was like, what y'all doing with this pandemic? Well, ma'am, still, you have to pay this amount. Because you got your stimulus check, right? Everybody gonna get a stimulus check.
But
so what about that?
But T.T. Lori made it possible that they can't put you out because of this pandemic shit.
Yeah, but as soon as it's over, as of the 29th, what are you going to do?
But if you owe before this shit, you'd have been fucked up. But during it,
we're gonna be,
if you fell kind of behind, you know.
Okay, okay.
The
city opened up on the 29th, May 29th or June 1st, something like that. So if you're behind a couple months since the pandemic, they can kick you out on May 30th, the day after? You could be evicted the day after or the week after?
No, you still have to catch up.
So how long do they give you to catch up is my question. All this information is not public to lower income families all the time. I'm a homeowner. If I'm renting out my property, I need to still pay my mortgage. If they're not paying their rent, how am I paying my mortgage? Like, that's on me. So now I'm taking the hit, and they living life, but I still got to live my life. So what I'm supposed to do as the landlord?
That's fine.
So do you see how that?
It depends on my landlord. If you got a cool ass landlord, let that shit slide.
But
if not. Like, for example, my
landlord. So I must not be cool.
Now, I need my money. I always pay our rent. I don't give a fuck what's going on, rent getting paid. But landlord is cool enough to work with you in certain situations. I have a neighbor, not going to explain his situation, but he got behind, she set up a payment plan. So she's cool about shit. It just depends on the type of landlord you. You either got the assholes or you got cool people or you got people who's like, look, I gotta have it, you know what I'm saying? End of the day, point blank period.
Okay. I understand that. But what if my mortgage company said no, I still have to pay something, but my tenants haven't paid me the rent because of the pandemic. But I don't have this extra money that they're talking about because I'm paying bills at the current place that I live in. What am I supposed to do? What about me and my family?
You got to work your ass off, go strip or kick their ass
Right, exactly. You have to kick them, can't kick them out. So you put me in a tough bind, like you put me in a situation. That's not fair. Everything is not fair to everybody. You just put whatever situation you place me. I'm trying to make an empire for me and my kid. So it's difficult to try to explain that, but then they're going to be like, oh, you should have been a better landlord. They can't. It's just a lot of things, just like hidden rules that they're trying to create as we go, and it's just not working for everybody. And I don't feel like it's fair across the board. Yeah, we, like African-Americans, are in a different bracket when it comes to mortgages. It's fine print, just like with the 13th Amendment. We're still under black codes and all this other stuff. So, you know, a lot of it is not fair pertaining to African Americans, and we got to work twice as hard as anybody else. So sometimes, you know, you can't always bite the bullet because then it's going to push you 10 steps back after you ran up the hill trying to get there in the first place. So
True.
Hold that thought. We have a caller. What's up, caller? What's up?
What's up, everybody?
I know who you are, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Gina.
for all those who
hello,
don't
Gina.
Know, Gina has a clothing company called Infinity. She's a businesswoman, entrepreneur. Terry, you might remember her, you might not. She's from LaVille, along with us. I ain't gonna put your nickname out there, but.
We can talk. But, so you own a clothing company, yes? Right, yeah.
Yes, I have my own clothing line. I have my own cupcake business, and I am a personal trainer in the making. I will have my certification at the end of this month.
Personal trainer, like working out?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know what's with all of this COVID going on.
Excuse me?
I said, how is that going to, like, how does the COVID, like, close it? Does that, like, hurt you doing a personal trainer? Or do, like, you go out there and train them? Like, still with this?
No,
like,
No, I deal with the client one-on-one, in the setting of their home or their closest park, and we do our work out there. So it's just me and the client, so it's not like we, you know, around like a lot of people or whatever like that. So.
All right. So.
Well, congratulations. That's good business.
It is.
Thank you.
So as a young entrepreneur, the word success, because you got three businesses going on, I feel like this is the perfect question for you. What would you say success is for you? Like, where, at what point do you say you succeeded?
When
you've
I
been
have
successful.
Everything I want.
Okay, that's what success means for you? Like, like just everything you want, just be, okay, cool, all right. So what's that thing you want? What you need?
Well, it's really simple for me. I need my foundation, which is my household. I need a house. And then
okay.
I need a storefront for my clothing line business, and I need a storefront for my cupcake business. And I feel like once I have that, I'm successful. I'm good. Like, I'm straight. I don't have to be rich and all that. I'm comfortable. I'll be a self-made boss. That's my dream. That's my goal. That's what I'm working towards.
Key word in that was self-made boss. That was the key word.
Yes. I'm not the typical woman who can work a 9-to-5 or, you know, work for somebody. I don't like people to tell me what to do. I like to tell people what to do. So it's like this working this 9-to-5 is not cutting it. So I need to be my own boss.
I feel you. That's my fault, man. You know, everybody can't take orders. It got to be somebody out there giving orders.
Mm-hmm.
So, question. During this pandemic, I know you have a child. Did you like the fact that that they gave her the online schooling for the rest of the school year?
I would say no, I didn't, because it was a strain more on the parents and the kid, I feel like, because us as parents, we were taught one way in school. And it's like the way that these kids are getting taught in these schools these days is totally different from us. So it's like when we're trying to explain to our child how we got one answer, they trying to tell us how they got this answer, how they're doing it in school. So, you know, the teacher is there with the child, working with them, teaching them this new method. We didn't get taught this new method. So it's like it's hard for us, it's harder on the parents to try to help their child out, you know, with this e-learning stuff. And a lot of parents are not computer savvy like that, so they don't even know how to get to the different programs to even help their kids do the work. So, I mean, you know, plus, you know, you got a lot of parents out there who work a lot, you know. They don't even have a chance to even sit down and properly help their kid, you know? So it was definitely a strain on both the parents and the kids for me.
I agree, because I wanted to strangle my son a lot during this time. of doing this homework. So I had to do a survey yesterday, or maybe this morning I did it. I can't remember. It was yesterday this morning. And the survey asked me how well did I like the e-learning. Like, it was okay, you know, but like you said, most of it we've been taught a different way than them. And they should have held off or something, or waited, something totally different than saying to stick it on us to say it be a parent and a teacher at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do both of them. That's what we're paying for these kids to go to school for. It's y'all problem, not ours. But the only positive thing I can say is that a lot of families spent more time together during this whole pandemic. It's frustrating, but the busy life that we live, for some of us who didn't work or couldn't work or whatever the case, got to be home, spend more time with their children versus everyday life. Everybody goes to school or work or whatever. You don't see your child for 10, 15 hours a day, then you come home, you know, all that extra stuff. That's the only positive outlook that I did see from it, because when I was out there working, I saw a lot of families outside doing stuff with their kids that I don't normally see.
That's right. It do give people an opportunity to kick it with each other, understand more,
right,
as family,
right,
and everything.
I'm ready
for
that.
Yeah, but you also got to look at, but domestic violence rates have gone up, so as suicide rates have gone up since the pandemic has happened. So
that's,
you got to kind of
say
too.
That's, I'm pretty sure they wanted that to happen.
Was they?
Government.
No, don't start with no.
Nah. We're not going to go with no conspiracy. We can talk about that later. Don't bring them on me, man.
I'm just saying, I feel sorry for the kids that go home and get abused, and the only outlet they did have was going to school. Those are the children that I'm worried about. Those are the ones that I hope are doing well and hope they can, you know, figure it out. So those are the ones I'll be thinking about. You forget about those, or the ones that relied on those school lunches. I mean, they give them now at a certain time, but, you know, families that don't have food and stuff in the house like that, those kids that are less fortunate to not have those things that we take for granted every day.
I think Meals on Wheels is still up, out and about, I think.
Yeah.
I was on the top side. I was driving down 79th, I think. I wasn't paying attention, but I was paying attention. There was a group of people just handing out groceries to people who were driving along the way. I think that was nice. I wasn't going to accept that shit, but I think it's nice for those who can't necessarily go get groceries or whatever.
Right. Some of the schools have it, too, where they have to come up to the school at a certain time of day to pick up lunches and things like that if they don't have it, but you know, who knows about those access, or even cares to know, but, you know, just find some programs. That's what we should start doing, you know, looking up those things and promoting them on the radio for people to listen that don't know about these programs that they have.
That would be wonderful. Oh, this is 100% true, because like I was just saying earlier, like, there is stuff and there's ways to get a lot of things done and everything, like, you know, a lot of help, but there's nobody out there spreading this word. It's like,
I feel like,
now go ahead, bro.
I feel like if information is there, they just don't want to share it, because people are too busy sharing stupid ass memes and ridiculous videos versus shit that's actually helpful. I see it on the daily down social media, every day, all day. You'll share your business and get, like, I don't know, 10 likes. You share a stupid-ass meme and get, like, 50, 60 likes and 24 shares and stupid shit like that. It's there. People just not share it.
People choose what to share. They don't care about, you know what I'm saying, everybody for themselves. People really not trying to, like, help the next man. You know what I'm saying? That, like, that generation is not, I'm saying, not long gone, but it's put to the side. And that generation most likely just out there helping and everything. Ain't nobody really on social media like that. The generation now, if it's not funny, if it's not violent,
it's not, you know, saying some drama on like saying Drake's baby or something like that, or somebody just, oh my God, like they just cheated on this person or whatever.
Yep.
If it's not drama or anything, then it's not gonna get shared. You're gonna get two likes and they keep pushing it. Or you're gonna get a like and ain't nobody else gonna share it.
Fact. I agree. Gina, this question is for you on the business side. What advice would you give for the next person who's trying to start up a business?
Do your research. Get as much research on whatever you're trying to do, sell, or whatever. Just get all your research. Do a lot of research. Make sure you know how to do it, what steps to properly take, all that. If you don't know, I would say use Google. You know, Google is our best friend, you know.
Right.
But, yes, having a lot of knowledge about the business that you want to start is going to help you in so many ways, because it's going to save you money, because a lot of people are going to try to, you know, BS their way and talk you through some stuff that you probably don't want to even need to even get your business off the ground. So it's like, it's best if you have knowledge of what you're trying to sell or whatever business you're trying to start off with.
Okay, I can rock with that. We, our producer is called in. Hold on a second.
Who's good,
Hey, Kay, what's up, man? What's going on, bro?
What's up?
How y'all feel, man? How y'all feel?
Good.
Great.
I just want to drop in. I like y'all. I'm not sure, man. I'm just, you know, tuning in to the show like I normally do. Like I said, I appreciate the work y'all are doing on here, man. And I wanted to drop y'all some information that I've been working with. So I've been working with Ashley Howard, the producer from WCIU, and she has a new show called Chicago Food to Go. So basically, what this whole show is basically showing Chicago small business, like restaurants, just showing their food off and stuff like that. So you can be a part of the show. You can be featured on the show by just recording like a small minute, 2-3 minutes of you going to a food place, ordering some food, showing the food, telling us where you got the food at, just basically just showing us the food off and supporting the business. Make sure you tell us where you got the food from. Make sure you tell us the address and, you know, stuff like that. You ain't got to worry about, you know, doing everything in one take. You can, like, do about 3 or 4 different videos so you can get the perfect one. And you can send it to Ashley Howard Media at Gmail. And her editing team will take care of the rest of that. So this show will be on the CW. That's the U. It comes on Saturday and Sundays. Let me try to get it right. Saturdays at like 4 p.m. and Sundays at the same time on the U. So definitely that's something that I'm working with right now, man. I just want y'all just get y'all in tune, because I heard y'all talking about small businesses, supporting business. So if you know anybody that got a little restaurant, or that, you know, somebody that on the bar that sell food, make sure y'all go to these businesses and record yourselves buying food and supporting this business and putting the information. So when they put it on the TV show, you know, they get the right, you know, saying support that they need to continuously go after this pandemic is over and during this pandemic.
What was the email address?
Hold on 1 second. It's Ashley Howard Media at Gmail. It's Ashley Howard Media at gmail.com.
Okay.
And then if you want to check out the show, you can go to wciu.com/shows/Chicago Food to Go.
I appreciate that info.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm going to do my Wednesday request show, so I will be having that information circulate tomorrow as well. Once I get this for showtime, you know, I'll let the team know, and then they can spread the word I will have Nola Rain as my guest host for that day as well. So y'all tune in, check us out, man. And I'm about to get up out of here, let y'all continue to do y'all show. Holla at y'all, man. All
right, bro.
Yep.
On that note, I'm going to play a couple of songs to get us back into the groove, and then we're going to hop back into the conversation.
All right.
Okay.
Cash rules get the cream. Bad bass causing wet dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key. Air bitch in the hood, answer to me. Talking money, I'm the one that you speak. From the crooks, the commas, to the checks and dollars. Ain't damn bitch fucking with me. Fucking,
too many motherfuckers finna stop me. It's murder over here, nigga Cropsy. Take a chance, roll the dice with the Yahtzee. Got the balls, better dog, got the mozzie. By the motto that he say, fuck bitches. Get money over niggas, get the riches. Paper or plastic, what's the difference? Commas make a holla, make a drenches. Precipitate, I'm making rain on these pussy niggas. Six figures, boomerang with the figures. Moraine color faces for the pictures. Heavy hitters, kingpins, car flippers. Drive slow to the rhythm of the old gay. Hitting blocks and blocks, making drops, nigga, all day. Say he love me for my hustle, I say touche. Said he breaking on these niggas, call him loose change. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards, and the checks. House full of mirrors, but I rarely reflect. Murder by the meal, but I pay my respect. This is for the finesse.
Sometimes me a man, me a walk where I come from. You can't take away my heart. I'ma go hard every chance. You can't take away my gain, my wisdom. Step on my lane, yeah, hands on. Big checks, big packs, and then some. We go hard, stop, can't hold on. Yeah, yeah, keep calm. Keep calm. Keep calm. Can you tell them niggas no lie?
Just being real, all my niggas fall ill. No chill, triple digits on the bill. And when the pyramids get to splitting lids on the red spread eagle for the kill. West side, get the money like strife. East side, they gon' hit you with a price. Better take flight when them niggas ride tight. Shotgun, top gun, double barrel on the rifle. Yes, Lord, can a nigga get an amen? Make a thunder motherfucker through my rain dance. Blind to the bullshit, black Ray-Ban. Flipping quarters on the line, Michael Strahan.
Cash rules get the cream. Bass cars and wet dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key.
So let me cop my bag cause I'm here right now. Let me speak a little loud so you hear right now. Red eagle to the image real clear right now. Crooked smile worth about 100 mil right now. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards and the checks. House full of mirrors but I rarely reflect. Murder by the meal but I pay my respects. This is for the finesse.
You can't say no to me.
That last song was Rendezvous by Bree Cherie. I guess last week. I fuck with that one, though.
I love that song.
That shit was smooth. A question, though. As far as success goes, I really feel like me personally, as I've been going through all of this and everything, I feel like a team is very important. So you won't overexert yourself on so many things. And plus, it gives you people to bounce your ideas off of, so you won't be like, how can I say? So you won't be stuck in one idea. Like, you got people, people be like, no, that's not a good idea. Or maybe you can do it this way. Like that, it gives you a whole new outlook on things. So I feel like a team is very important. Fine, I've been part of a team. I've been part of the team building process. I love all of it.
Yes, perfect example. When y'all first got me to do this, and y'all was telling me that I should do the podcast on here as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the greatest suggestions that y'all have ever gave.
So I'll tell you, man.
Cause this shit been lit.
To say the least.
It's great that you have that support. It's great that you have the support, but everybody's not here for your dreams, though. Some people are just here to be in your business. So you gotta be careful with that too. The people who you carry in your circle. As I always do.
Nah.
And make sure you don't tell everybody what you're doing. Or know what your right hand doing, whatever that saying is.
You don't tell your left hand what your right hand doing.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I done heard it from a lot of people. Like, me being a corporate trainer and everything, I've been able to, like, sit down and, like, eat dinner with, like, the owner of companies and shit. And the advice and just the conversation I've got from them is, like, wonderful. And that's really what actually got me to doing, like, believing that I can do it. Like, this is...
Yeah.
All the
like-minded people.
Yeah. See, that's perfect. You know what I'm saying? That brings me to my next thing. Like, don't be around people that's not really trying to go nowhere. It's people, like... I mean, I got friends. I'm not trying to say, like, nothing bad about them or whatever. It's like they don't know where they want to go. They got so many things that I'm saying, you know, everybody got that one person that every time you ask them, like, yeah, what's your dream? They say something different. I'm saying, one moment they want to be a basketball player, one moment they trying to be the best drug dealer, kingpin, next moment they trying to be a rapper. So, like, my goal has been the same for the longest, like, for the last, I want to say, 8 years, my goal has been the same. It's just I've been attacking it different ways, and I've been pushed back, and I don't have to take time to actually figure out how to do these things. So I did not Google all the things I was supposed to Google, and I still do not Google like I should. Because when I was trying to sell these T-shirts, man, I did not know I had to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Could definitely tell you that one.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you knew.
Nah, like my expertise is in music and everything music. I could tell you what's a good contract and what's a bad contract. I could tell you who to sign with. I could tell you how to make a beat. I could teach you how to make a beat. I could tell you how to work a studio, how to record and mix and master your own stuff. I could do all of that. Anything music related, holler at me. I got you.
Right. So yeah, on the business tip, hell, I called Gina and asked Gina half the time about the shit. That's what I ended up finding about it along with doing stuff along the way. Yeah.
That's true. All of it is true. Everybody sees success as being is different. My thought process about it is I feel like everybody should read. That's something that people should do or pick up. Even audio books or whatever, at least 30 minutes to an hour a day to exercise your brain and get new knowledge and information. I do that personally and exercise to get the endorphins working and to give yourself time of the day to just work on your vision or whatever. You know, you always got to pay yourself 30% of your whatever income you're making. Always pay yourself first regardless of anything else because you know this, you know, millionaires and billionaires, they file bankruptcy all the time, and then they don't have to pay nobody, and then they're not in debt no more, and they just kind of start over. And it's okay to fall and start over. There's nothing wrong with that. People need to understand it's okay to fall sometimes because it's probably the best place you're going to figure out the best lessons that you learn in life. I've learned from that.
Me personally, if it's longer than 10 pages, I'm not reading it. That's just me personally.
And that's unfortunate because for the longest time, African Americans, we weren't even allowed to read. And if we were caught reading, we would be killed and hung. And we fought for those rights. And for you not to use them, it's kind of unfortunate.
Hold on. It's just like the whole sitting in the front of the bus shit. I will not sit in the front of the bus. I like sitting in the back. When some shit go down, it's always for the people that sit in the front of the bus. I like the back of the bus. I get to view everything. So I just sit my happy ass in the back of the bus. Now, as far as reading, I like to read a little bit here and there for what I want to learn. But as far as, like, book-wise, it's not going to hold my attention long enough to want to keep reading 100-page books, 50-page books. Like, nah. After the 10th page, I'm going to be like, close this motherfucker, open another day, but I never do it. So if there's something that's small that I can get a little synopsis of everything that's going on, cool. I have a high knowledge, high IQ in a lot of things. And that's because I read it in small increments. I can't read, you know, for 30 minutes. I can't do that. My attention span is not for that. My mind gets to wandering in the midst of reading all those words and shit.
I understand. Reading ain't for everybody, man. You get to get the audio book. Get you an audio book.
That's why I told them audio. I can't do audio. I don't like sitting there listening to nobody talking. I barely watch TV, so
I don't watch TV like that.
That sits and reads all day, but that's what mostly I find a lot of about business or things that I would have never knew and nobody that I would personally know in my circle that would tell me stuff like that. Some people are fortunate enough to be born into those type of families who have that information. I'm not so lucky. So I have to go out in different places to get it. You know?
My phone is everything I need and want is in my phone.
I read. I got all of that stuff in my phone. And I wasn't like you. I wasn't put into that situation where anybody around me knows the information that I wanted. Except for Prince. Mr. AK, he done took me under his wing, and I learned a lot from looking at him and things that he taught me. You know what I'm saying? But also, there's this, I learned from actually reading. Like, I go to, I used to send emails to, record labels, not, big-time record labels, Chicago, and ask them, for, little examples of contracts and everything so I can read them. Because at that time, if I got signed as a rapper, I was like, man, I ain't got enough money to, hire a lawyer. And I don't want a lawyer given to me from the label that's telling me to read this. Yeah, because it didn't seem right to me. So
That's fortunate because that's what I'm going to school for, law school. So I like to read. That's
hey,
what I do.
There you go. Best knowledge is self-knowledge. Always and forever will be.
But I learned
I don't never really go
by law school.
What anybody tell me. I feel that. Gina, any final thoughts on success or anything that you want to share, like your social media handles and all that so people can follow you and whatnot?
You can follow me on Facebook as Gina Queen. You can follow me on Instagram as Queen for You, and Snapchat Proud Mommy 6. I'm also doing raffles, so if you guys want to follow me and enter those, go win some good prizes. I'm also doing a raffle to win a date with me since I'm single.
It's because you're single dating or just because of the business?
Promotion.
Well, say that because people be having their hopes up, girl. You can't be putting nobody hopes up like that. You get there and they be like, you're not single.
I can help out with that raffle. Just send a link to Terrell or whatever. We're gonna promote you on Facebook so you can get your business up on both.
Okay,
She's on. You got to fight through my post. She up there. I think I posted it yesterday, but I'll do it again in a little bit.
Man, I share it. But I really think that like now more than ever. We as blacks, African Americans, however you want to call you, whatever you want to call yourself, everybody's saying something different now. But us as humans, I feel should support. I feel like everybody should support themselves, and I was like, well, not support themselves, support each other. I feel like many times people go observe and don't spread. I feel like more people are coming up every day with our wonderful ideals or like wonderful pieces of art, poetry, food, what have you. And I feel like in order to be successful and legitimately successful, we have to support each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Life,
we should.
You can't go around life just saying, oh, I like that, and just keep moving around. No, you're supposed to be like, oh, I like that, and spread it by word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? That is the best thing you can do. And comment. Like, even on social media, comment. Instead of liking something, comment. Or, like, on YouTube or anything, any videos you see, comment. It'll help whatever. Like, if it's on YouTube, you get a comment. The YouTube algorithm read that and say people are interacting with that better than just a like or something like that. So YouTube will actually help share that, and it will be requested or suggested the next time somebody pops up something with the same keywords. So comment. Hello, even if it's, I like this. Good job. Thank you. And then some people really need to hear that. It's a lot of people that's down. Because they don't have nobody supporting them. I feel like just a little support, just to say, oh, I fucks with this. Oh, good job. But that's a nice T-shirt, bro. Even if you're not going to buy it, that's a good-ass design. I fuck with that. That shit goes a long way.
Definitely.
A very long way.
That's true. I've been few of my friends started up some businesses the past couple weeks. Whether I wanted or not, I did contribute some money to everybody's shit. So I got a lot of packages coming to my house next couple of weeks. But yeah, support goes a long way. Genesis, any closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts pertaining to success or business?
Success,
or
anything.
Just never. I would just suggest people to go with what they know and go with what their dreams are and never give up on any of it. Because one day those dreams become reality and they will be in physical form. Whatever you see in your dreams will exist one day. So I just say people keep going, keep doing well.
True. So, as always, wash your motherfucking hands out here, y'all. Whether you believe this shit is real or not, it's out there. And just because we opening up in a few days don't mean you should run out there at the first restaurant you see, the first bars you see is open. Just still be cautious and mindful the same way you are now. Just be the same way you are now as you will once shit starts opening up. Again, follow my Instagram, HellRail1290. I made another one for radio purposes, HellRail1206, I believe. Catch me on Facebook, Terrell Redmond. We will get back to the swing of things. Poetry show on Thursday. Our producer, AK, is doing a request show tomorrow. Catch our show Thursday, the poetry, 8 to 9. Catch our freestyle Friday, this Friday. I have three artists that I'm talking to right now. I'm trying to get them for next week's show. If I can, either Tuesday or Friday, not sure. I'm in the talks with them right now. Y'all have a safe, wonderful night.
Okay, have a good night to you too, and the team.
Oh yeah.
All right. Night.
There we out.